Something like that. Okay, who was that?
It's Steve.
Mike Squire in Chicago.
Hey, Mike. Hi.
How are you?
Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Great. Steve.
Mike's from Chicago, and Steve's from who?
From Sandy, Utah.
Steve Crowfoot.
Steve Crowfoot, okay.
We have too many Steves. Steve's in Elaine's, Yvonne's, Mike's. We've got plenty of those, but not usually on the calls, and so we're happy to have Mike and Catherine. Looking forward to visiting with some of your people there, Mike. Okay.
And Mary Jo from San Antonio.
Hey, hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Mike, could all of you, star 4, I will do the same, enhances our voice volume.
The conference is now locked.
What?
Now the conference is locked. And I don't think I'm loud enough. I mean, I think I'm plenty loud.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Mike, could you say something? I want to see if I blocked everybody out or something.
Hi, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you much better. Well, this is good. Okay, good.
Okay, so we've got Mary Jo, Jerry, Mike, Steve Crowfoot. And you have Margaret.
Oh, there's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Okay. We've got a beginning team, don't you think, Mary Lou?
I think so. Pina may not be able to be on here. She's doing an in-home.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. If anybody else comes on, they can just pop in. We want to start on time. And I want to introduce my friend, a very good friend, and first-level diamond, Mary Lou Raritan, who has been doing these calls for quite some time anyway. But we really do enjoy working together on calls and kind of bouncing off one another and covering for one another. And so we're going to do them together. And actually, I'll start out here, and then Mary Lou's going to take off halfway. I'm going to go get on a different conference call.
Oh.
To keep myself in practice. And so this evening, we do want to hear if you met your goals last week, and especially like to hear those people sponsored and preferred customers. We've been having a really, we've been tearing it up this week. Today, we've got all kinds of new people sponsored, and the diamond and platinum, and some and the free customers and people sponsored, and the gold group. So now we want to hear how the Silverworks group's been doing, and about your successes and excitement, and then what if you listen to the conference call on Saturday about that, and if it will fit for you, and then also what you're going to do next week. What are you going to accomplish this week, most important of all? Let's start out with Jerry from Florida.
Hi. Oh, I had a busy week this week. I went to, it was a women's conference that they allowed some booths to be put in. It was very different kind of thing. So I have like 11 new contacts, and then ABC's, we did a presentation for about 35 people. But I only had about 7 to keep, you know, with their information as far as the phone numbers and everything. So I decided maybe I should only count 7 ABCs since I can't contact the ones that actually saw it.
Just 1 second, Jerry.
We have a lot of interference, don't we?
Yes, Jerry. Okay. So those of you, especially if you've got some noise going on, somebody's got noise on, and so we need to have you star 6. If that won't work, then we'll have to mute out somebody who maybe is just listening in. So got it.
It's getting better.
Hey there, that's better.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you. Thank you, whoever had the noise for star 6. Now, if you want to speak up, then just star 6 again, and you'll be back live. And while you're speaking, we'll just put up with a little bit of noise.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
And I had eight people I spoke to on my downline and 3 follow-ups. So we did some rollouts there. We had a booth set up with rollouts, so I counted some of them as one-on-one. Not really Sure, and my contacts, I have the ones, you know, I talk to a lot of people this week, but the only ones I count as new contacts are ones that I actually have follow-up information, you know, like name and phone number. Is that the
right.
way it's supposed to be?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yes, if they're just blown off in the wind, well, we don't going to count those.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any way to follow
Can't
up.
Get back to them, so I...
Right.
Yeah, this conference had a lot of people from the Bahamas, so I really couldn't, even though my presentation was, you know, there was four in my downline that did the presentation with me. So we had, it was like a regular wellness preview. They gave us over an hour do it. And so we showed, the DVD, the company DVD, and did a lot of testimonies and demonstrations. And there was a lot of interest. But I'd say about 50% of the people in the room were from the Bahamas. So, and we're not open in the Bahamas yet, so that's kind of interesting. But still, there was enough people from this area that it turned out to be a very worthwhile couple
good.
Days.
Good, good. Okay, so you got some 11 new contact people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. So now
that sounds exciting. Ruth, I had to take another call because Elaine Cobb called. They can't get in on the line.
Can't get in?
No, they keep. So she'll keep trying.
Oh.
So that could be where some of our other people are. So good thing we started going.
Yeah. Well, I hope they can get in.
Yeah.
I can't figure out why they can't get in.
It says that please wait while we get an operator.
Hmm.
The lines are just jammed up, I think.
This time of night, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not sure if the... I think maybe Steve is taping if Lance isn't.
I am.
So... we'll have him talk next, so we'll know. Okay, if he's talking. I'm not sure if he's just listening. But we'll find out. So, Jerry, what are you going to do this week, Jerry?
A lot of follow-ups. And wellness preview here at my house tomorrow night.
And home. Wellness preview.
Testing.
Okay. How many follow-ups are you going to do every day?
Oh, every day? Okay. I would say two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we need to have be specific with ourselves.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to daily. Because every day can go past, and if we don't have a specific goal, well, then it just sort of gets moved
uh-huh.
over to the next week.
That sounds good.
Two follow-ups. Okay, each day. And do you have a sponsoring goal? Are you trying to get is it fixed by the end of the month or the quarter? Or have you sponsored some this quarter already?
Mostly I'm just trying to work with my downline so I can have somebody that wants to get to silver and then that person. So do we count the sponsoring goal for people in our downline, not just me personally sponsoring people?
Just to say in the downline or personal and just specify which. And have a goal for yourself, I think, also to have how many you want first level and then that should be at least one, and then how many in the downline are you working toward?
Okay.
And you have to determine that. It's a guess, and you're looking down through there and seeing, well, what would you like to have, and what are you going to determine to have? Setting a goal is just kind of an experience where you take a shot at it and see how you do, and then you have a better guess the next time, and sometimes you're off no matter what you do, but set a goal and try to hit it.
Now, this setting the goal for the sponsoring, should that be weekly or monthly?
Begin with monthly, break it down to weekly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those are good questions, Jerry. So, okay. Did you listen in on Saturday? Oh, you said you were at the conference, didn't you?
Oh, well, I couldn't get in. Well, actually, I did get into the last part of your call,
uh-huh.
which was really good because I got away from to do that, and then I got home to try to watch that DVD, and then later it came on. I mean, the movie on. So I did get to finally see that.
Good.
It sounded exciting.
It was. We had such a good time. It was the most awesome conference they've ever had, and I think they'll just keep getting better.
It looks like from the movie. It looks like a lot of partying, but feeling from hearing from other people that they just really got a lot out of it because of the participation in the discussion, which didn't kind of come through on the video, I don't think, but
all right. Well, it's hard for the guys, you know, that are filming to be able to take part in the discussions. They're not hearing us in talking. I was off in the room talking with people the last night until I ran out of voice practically because I got so excited about this repetitive reductive income. And so I kept telling everybody, but the night before, or it was another one of the nights, I was out dancing in the sand with everybody else. But people who are taking pictures are out there watching the people who are dancing, not the ones who are in talking in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Good going there, Jerry. This is good. You're on your way. You're on your way. Steve, are you planning to be live on this call and participate, or are you wanting to listen in, Steve Crowfoot?
I am probably going to be listening in at this point. This is the same call that Jerry White has his call. And so I have to really be torn.
That's fine. The people who are on it have to be, that's really pretty dedicated.
Right.
And making the goals and all. And I know you have been, but I know you're also very, very busy. So glad to have you on the call. And
thank
I appreciate you.
You
very much and the taping that you do for all of the VCAN family. Okay, Mike Squire, what's going on with you in Chicago? Hello, Mike.
Hi, am I back? Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
You are. There you are.
I had to get unmute the call. And I apologize. Catherine actually had a long day, so she's retired a little bit early tonight. So it's
okay.
Just me this time.
Okay.
We've had a good week, actually. We did sign up one new senior or business builder. Last weekend, not this
awesome.
One, but the weekend before, so that was really exciting. So we were excited about that, and then we actually, the new person we had a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, Missouri, we actually drove down there on Friday and did a preview, like it was people kind of, like an open house preview throughout the day with her, and that was fantastic. So we met some, like, I think we ended up having 5 or 6 people come through there, and one of them that's very interested in getting involved in the business, a couple of them that were interested in products and actually have already purchased some of the nutritionals,
mm-hmm.
and the other couple of people are still, you know, looking for more information. So it was great because we were able to spend some, you know, one-on-one time with our new business builder down there to make sure she, you know, had all the tools that we have and feels like she can get more information and feels more comfortable about talking to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
What's her name?
Her name is Kathy Everson.
Okay.
And so she's just a really energetic individual. So we're really excited to have her on board.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And then what else did we have? Catherine and I pretty much talked about 5 new contacts last week, which we're hoping to get in some sort of preview. And we're trying to also establish more people for next week. So we're kind of pushing some people off a little bit that we want to come next week when Dennis is here.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where the last week has been. We have another person that him and his wife were actually supposed to come over yesterday, but she ended up having a last-minute open house. So they're coming over this week, and they're looking at getting involved in the business. And instead of the starter pack, I think they may be going actually with the wellness home altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will come together before the end of the week.
Awesome. How many first-level business builders do you have at this point?
Right now, we have 5.
Counting the St. Louis one.
Including the St. Louis one. And then we have 2 on the second line now.
Okay. And did you see the presentation? Repetitive and reproductive income on Saturday?
I did, which was fantastic because it really mirrors that geometric progression outline that we've been talking to people about. So it really was fantastic to see the same that concept coming from you. So it was perfect.
Well, you know, I I guess somehow I just thought everybody knew and had this in mind, and yet, you know, when it just hit me when we were at Cancun that this is exactly what we need to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about it before, but we haven't talked about it recently. And before, when we talked about it, we really didn't even have the products that made it all that much repetitive. We were just amazed when it happened without really the nutritionals when it happened before.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, that same concept is what Catherine had showed me a few months ago, actually, before I really was on board with Nikan. You know, I'm like, well, I can do that. She's like, well, that's what we're talking about. And it's been a great way for me to, you know, show people this is how the concept works, how network marketing really works, and how, you know, by everybody just doing a little bit, you can really have a great return in a residual income. And that's been very appealing to people in the mortgage business that I've talked to.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. And you know, and anybody that has any kind of a franchise business, this is so much easier to do.
Absolutely. The invisible profit system, right? Yeah.
All right. So, okay.
And your call was great on Saturday. I was very glad we were able to get on that and listen to, you know, everybody speak. It was really fantastic.
Good. Well, it didn't seem like it turned out really well. So hopefully our DVD will turn out as well. I mean, not DVD, but CD. And you have the PowerPoint or the PDF?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that doesn't count your wellness homes, as you know, and those income spikes and volume spikes will give income spikes, and then we just have our base that we count on being repetitive and reproductive.
That's right.
On and on.
As quickly as possible.
So Dennis will be out there to help you increase that speed.
That's right. We're excited about that.
Okay, great. And great report. I'm excited for your new person both in St. Louis and back there in Chicago.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing how it goes. I'm wanting to kind of visit with some of your downline, and if I get a little window here, I'll try giving them a call. If you have knowledge of when the best time to call any of them are and want to email that to me, that would probably be good, Michael.
I certainly will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mary Jo. Let's visit with Mary Jo here.
Hi. I had 15 new contacts.
Wow, where do you get all of
them? Wow.
But two ABCs, two downline follow-ups. I haven't had a chance to listen to the call that was on Saturday. Probably the highlight of my week was I had an appointment with a custom home builder. He isn't the builder, he's the salesperson in that. And it was a lot of fun because they had like two model homes right next to each other, and he had asked me about the Nikan products, and so I said, why don't I just come by and show you how you can turn your home into a wellness home. And so I basically walked through their model home and showed them what you would do, how I did it, how other people are doing it, and it was a lot of fun. So he's probably going to, well, he is going to order product sometime in the future, but so that was, it was a fun week. And I also did a craft fair, so that helped me get to my 15.
Oh, okay. So do you have a chance to visit with these people quite a bit, your 15?
I did. I got, I followed up with two of them afterwards more, and some of them there. I worked on Sunday, so it was a little bit slower, and people seemed to be spending a little bit more time with conversation and wanting to know more what the wellness home was all about and how you could do that. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I really proud of myself, too, because I really focused on, you know, asking questions and gaining knowledge and sharing as little as possible, and so I felt like I had a great week.
Good for you, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
And so you got these 15 new people by being by a craft fair, huh, mainly? That's where you got most of them?
That's where I got most of them.
Good.
A couple of them, some of them, three of them came from referrals because I belong to a networking group. But most of them came through there.
So did you have a booth there?
Yes, had a booth.
I thought it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your plan for this week?
My plan is to, I still have two physicians that I know, have known for a number of years, and I haven't been able to talk to them yet about the osteodens, so that's on my to-do list for this week, and to do some more follow-ups from the 15. Those are my goals, and to listen to the Saturday conference call, which I haven't done yet.
Okay, great. That sounds like a great week, Mary Jo.
We just had somebody on the gold call sign up their chiropractor, didn't we, because he was interested in the osteodens. So, Mary Jo, that's great.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary Lou. Thank you, Mary Jo. And Mary Lou, let's go to Margaret, and I may have to zip out of here.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to have to go out and get on this other call.
Okay, well, if you get time, you come back. Two Elaines have called me while we've been on this call, and neither one of them have been able to get on.
Did you get an email from Linda, nurse bed?
No, I didn't. Wait, did she have trouble, too?
She's holding, yes.
Okay. Yeah. They're all just sitting there holding, Ruth.
Is Linda on now?
I have an email showing that she's holding. She's for the child.
But they're sitting there. It says to wait. An operator will be with you, and I don't even think there's any operators there tonight. So,
either.
I just told them to hang up and try calling in again.
You can call in. You can three-way them in if everybody wants to call one.
Okay,
I can call Linda, and then get on the other phone maybe. But I'd probably be talking. Help! Here's Linda. Help!
Okay. Can somebody three-way Linda? I can go pick up Elaine Cobb. And I don't have Elaine Conley's phone number here. I should, though.
Well, certainly I would do Linda if I was going to stay on the phone. But what I'll have to do is get her on one of these phones, three-way her in, and then go on and see if I can three-way her on the other phone. I'll try to do that and get her in. I can't then hang up. Okay, I'll get her in on this, and I'll go on and use the other phone for the other call. So I don't want to drop off. I won't get back on.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, guys, don't hang up to go call them on. I'll go see if I can get Linda.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to try to get, I can't find Elaine Conley's phone number. Margaret, do you have that?
Not at my, not at my fingertips. Wait a minute. I think I do. Hold on a second.
I think
I
you do.
I do. Hold on a second.
Here, let me tell you, because I just had her call on caller ID. Here we go. 440-546-9174. You got it?
440-546-9174. Okay.
Try her there. But don't hang up. Three-way it.
Okay.
Do not hang up, Margaret.
Okay, I won't. All right.
Okay. All right. Sorry, everybody, for this, but we want to have everybody on. And I'll be right back. I'm going to go pick up Elaine Cobb. Elaine, are you on? Okay. Hello? Did I lose everybody?
I'm here.
Please say you're here. Okay, hold on.
sir.
Okay, I didn't get Mary Lou. Hold on. Get Mary Lou?
I think she left to go get somebody else.
Okay.
We'll give her a minute to come back and see.
Okay, but I don't want to lose myself. I don't want to lose us both.
It is not available.
Okay, I cannot get her, so we'll just, we'll go on. Is Margaret Heath here?
I think I have Elaine. Elaine? Oh, I had Elaine. She got off. Elaine?
Well, okay, maybe
I had her, but something happened. Shall I try her again? I don't know.
Mary Lou?
Well, please try your call again. Are you there, Elaine?
Well, I got knocked off. I got knocked off. My phone, the battery went out. Huh? I don't know. They're having trouble.
Okay, I've got Elaine Cobb, I believe. Are you here, Elaine?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Margaret, are you there? Do we have anybody here? Hello, Silver Challengers?
Just me.
Hold on.
Barry, still here?
Hi
Mike
there.
Mike from Chicago is still here.
Okay, we've still... Okay, this is Mary Lou, and we're on the conference, the Silver Challenger call, right?
Yes.
Okay, Elaine Cobb, did you come back on with me? Okay, well, this isn't working, this three-wing, so let's go ahead. I better probably tell her. Elaine Cobb, you're not here? No, apparently we lose them when we try to bring them back on. So let's go ahead with our call. Margaret Heath, are you here? Now we've lost Margaret. Okay, who do I have left on the call?
I think you have Jerry, and I heard Mike still, I think.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you for still being here.
Lou?
Yes?
Hi, Mary Lou.
Is that Linda
Erstadt?
Okay, great. Okay,
now,
Linda
Erstadt. How about Lainey? Do we have Lainey on?
No, when I went to three-way her, I got her on, but when it came on to the conference line, she fell off.
That's because she was on the phone with me, and she said, oh, that's Mary Lou.
Okay, no, but I called her back, and
oh.
Then the minute I bring her onto the conference line, she falls off. So,
okay.
Anyway, do we have Margaret Heath? She got bumped off trying to get Elaine Conley on.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, well... Okay, Mary Jo had an awesome report. Jerry and... Mike, did I miss anybody?
Mary Lou, this is Margaret. I'm back on the phone. I don't know how I got back on.
Okay, great, Margaret.
You're cute, Margaret. We love you.
Okay, Margaret. All right, so let's go ahead, Margaret. You were the one that was going to give your report. How did you do? How did you do on your goals this week?
Oh,
did you get to listen to the call, and what are your plans for the next week?
Well, and did Elaine get on?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All
we
right.
tried.
Okay. I did listen to the call Saturday. I heard Ruth, which was very, very good. And finally, I heard the corporate call as well, corporate and web. And I thought it was real, real good. Okay, I had 10 new contacts, and my goal was 10.
Good.
And of that, I had two ABCs, and then, let's see, then my follow-ups, I had 12. And from those follow-ups, I got one appointment, and I have two people who are interested in the business. No, one who's interested in the business and one who's interested in the product. But those two people were going out of town, so they put me off for a week. And let's see, and I made two calls to at my downline. And this week, I have started off fairly well, I think. And so I am expecting to do the 10 new contacts this week, as I had said I was going to do and set my goal for, and also plan to do the 20 follow-ups that I set my goal to this week. I think I'll make it this week.
Okay, Margaret, the other thing that Ruth had a really good point, one thing that we're talking about here is setting a daily goal. So if you're making 10 new contacts a week, is that going to be like two a day, or?
It's going to be like two a day.
Okay.
And the 20 will be like four a day.
Okay.
Otherwise, I won't make it.
Okay, good plan. Who is that, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Margaret, where are you getting all these new contacts?
Where am I getting my new contacts? At this moment, the Chamber of Commerce is having a membership drive, and I'm participating in that. And so today I went down, and I think I got about six new contacts today. So and this is the way we do it. We contact them for the chamber membership, and then we tell them what we're doing ourselves. And so that's where I'm getting a big part of them. I also went to a networking group last week, BNI, and I got three new contacts there. And from those three, I already have two appointments for this week.
Wow.
So I plan to go back. I'm not sure how long I can visit. But anyway, hopefully I'll go back this week.
Good girl.
But that's where the contacts are coming from, primarily the leads that the chamber is giving me.
Okay. And then Ruth's PowerPoint presentation, you liked that. You watched that. Can you see that? The importance of using that in your business?
Oh, I sure can.
Okay.
I want to duplicate that if I possibly can.
Okay, one thing that we kind of talked about before, oh, gads, maybe it was on the gold call. I don't know how Ruth did four of these in a row while I was gone. But she is sharp. She mentioned when we do an in-home, or if we've got our laptop with us, that we do the business presentation from NECN.
Yeah.
You know, to show that to people, and then we can say, now this is how we're going to make it work, and then her PowerPoint presentation. Or if we're doing an in-home, we could do the business presentation from NECN. That's a very, very good presentation. Show that to people. Show them some of our products and stuff, and then say, okay, now let's show them how you're going to put this to work. So those are some great ideas, and especially, I know a lot of us are going to be focusing a lot more on our nutritionals, because we've got, incredible nutritionals, and that's where the network marketing model, it comes into play with our auto ship. So, okay, Margaret, you had an awesome week. Good for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I got back on the call, too.
Pardon me?
I was on the call.
And I got back on the call as well.
I don't know how I did it, but I'm here. Okay.
About 10 calls.
Okay. Well, good job, Margaret. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we've got... did I hear Tim Inman? I heard Linda Nerstad.
Yep.
Okay. Linda, let's go. Tell us
I loved the call that Ruth did Saturday when the webcast absolutely died. I mean, that was still on all of your parts. And we happened to have have company for 5 days. So we sat them down to watch the webcast. It didn't work, so we worked right into the conference call. And they are online. I'm not sure if they're going to build business yet, but they're signing up the first part of October. They're doing a bunch of traveling, and you know it has to be their way.
You mean and the first of November?
I mean of November.
Okay.
And they're definitely doing auto ship, and they're very interested in water. She was doing our optimizer all the time. It was really cute. Then also this week, it was exciting because we are keeping a third dog in our puppy litters that Nuggets had. And the Reno couple I've been talking to for years about Nikan, and they listened to the Osteodense, and he emailed me after he dropped the puppy off and said, I forgot to tell you we want to get on this Osteodense. So that's another really good thing. And they will have a lot of contacts, so that's super. We made this week 5 new contacts, 11 downline contacts, had 5 days of company, and also a contact of ours that has dropped off is coming back with an order for Osteodense, and I'm sure that she'll sign up right after that too, because she's interested now in body balance, and they're in a foreign country for this week. So, you know, we're looking good. Then also one of my hairdressers moved, so she stays at our house when she's up here. We gave her some Siaga, and I just went in to have my hair done today, and she greets me with, that Siaga is fantastic, I need that. So that's cool, and the gal that did my nails today hasn't jumped on anything, but her husband's doing arthroscopic knee surgery Wednesday, so she's got the Osteodense stuff, and she's willing now to look at it. So it was a very productive week for us, considering our entertaining.
Okay, very good. Now tell us about your goals for the next week.
Oh, my gosh. We leave Wednesday morning at 6:20 to go to Salt Lake City to build our first silver.
Okay.
And that is Alan and Dorothy McFarlane, and we're going to be working with them 4 days, doing one-on-ones, rollouts, and previews, just like you stated with the gold training, and we will be so excited to get back Sunday and share on Monday's call.
Okay. Good job. You're going to be busy.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Everybody is so excited to develop a silver with those 6 front lines so that they can go to home office in January. Well, isn't that an exciting thing that Nikan tossed in there? Well, if they got the 6, they get the 6 senior legs, that's what it is, 6 senior legs, then they throw in the $250 travel, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I do have a question on October when it's appropriate.
Okay. You gave me next week's things. You did an awesome, you had an awesome week, and you just went right through all the obstacles. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, great job.
Anybody that comes to stay at our house is going to be a Nikan rep.
Okay.
They are. I mean, it just works for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So now we just have to get them into business building.
All right. Did I miss anybody? Did I get everybody that's on the call? Is there anybody out there that wants to speak up and we don't know you're there? Okay. Mary Jo, if we got all mixed up here in trying to get other people, did we get to hear all of your goals for the next week? Were you done in all of that? I guess we bumped Mary Jo off. Oh, how terrible. This was a bad night, you guys, for the call.
What happened with the line?
Well, I don't know. I don't work there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm going to try one more time for Elaine Cobb. I'll be right back. You guys chat.
Okay. I have a question to ask everybody. Maybe people understand this better than I do. This is Linda. And
Nikon's coming out with an October when you have 1,000, for every 1,000 TV, you get 250 bonus points. My question is, that's in your personal volume, and the idea is to get people up to senior that way. They aren't going to double credit, for second and third line down. Does anybody know how they're doing that, who they're giving the 250 to?
For somebody that's trying to work towards silver.
Silver.
Yeah, but it's like I have a frontline person that we're going to work with, and they're silver, and they're going to be getting three seniors. Those seniors get that 250 bonus points, but then the person that's running for silver gets it too. I mean, I can't believe there's double dipping.
This is Mike in Chicago. My understanding was it was for anyone who you had $1,000 purchases outside of like the starter pack or any of the home packs.
Right.
To incentivize people to buy the other products up to help them get towards silver. I thought it was in your group. So it is in your group.
But this would be our group. It would be the person running to Silver's group. It would be herself.
Right.
Along with the seniors under her.
Yes.
So it would be double dipping.
Not really, because even if she had somebody, say they have their seniors getting 3,000 points or whatever, then that's going to be their volume, too, to get them to silver.
Right.
So
who gets the 250? Because they're talking
the whole group that's going towards, it'll go all the way up to not past the silver.
Okay, so
if it's already silver, but somebody's working towards silver, then it'll even go up to you.
Right.
Yeah, because they're in our personal group.
Correct.
Yeah.
It'll be volume for you.
All right, so it basically starts at the low person going to senior. They're going to get it, so then basically they only need to...
Hello? Hello, yay!
Hi, we're trying to explain... Is this Mary Lou?
It's Mary Lou, and I think I got Elaine Cobb.
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. You take it, and we're trying to solve a problem.
Okay,
I think I popped in once, and I heard you a little bit. It's my understanding, and the question, I guess, is when they have $1,000 volume, $250 bonus is going to kick in, and that's on anything other than packs.
Right.
Correct?
Is it going to kick in for the person going to senior? Is it going to kick in for the person going to executive? And is it going to kick in for the person going to silver? All in the same,
If a person does, let's say somebody purchased $1,250, no matter where they are in that leg, and then the $250 comes in, or say they did $1,000, and then the computer's going to add $250 to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That $250 will be added to that $1,000 order. However, it will roll up as $1,250 to the person above them.
For the group.
Okay, so it's going to roll up.
It'll roll up. It's not going to be given again.
Yeah.
So basically, when a person, this is an incredible month to go to go silver, because if people, it's the same deal as we had before, $16,000,
mm-hmm.
and there will be $4,000 there in, bonus.
Bonus.
If they're each... But it's only if the order is going to be $1,000 or more.
Right.
Okay.
If their volume is $1,000, is it an actual order? I think it's the whole volume.
Personal. I think it's the personal volume.
Yeah. So it could be multiple orders to get $1,000 in one person.
If it's personal volume, not personal group. Personal volume, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding. But I don't know, because I thought I could get jewelry Saturday, so here I was at the River Miriam Mayan, I'm not always right. But that's what I understood, and I think that's what you understood too, Mike, right?
The way you explained it, correct.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Okay. All right, we have Elaine Cobb here, and she has been persistent, and she has been trying to call in all this time, and I think we owe her the opportunity to at least give us her report. Elaine,
and a round of applause.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I think the conference line people need to be kicked. We fried our Ruth's line on Saturday. I have, thanks, Mary Lou, for getting me in, though. I didn't quite meet my new contact level. I only had about 12 new contacts this week.
And what was your goal? Would you tell me what your goal, because I wasn't
here. My goal was 20.
Okay.
I keep my goal at 20 because if I don't have 20, I don't get it. I don't find new people.
Okay, so Elaine, with a goal of 20, is that 4 a day or is that?
No, it could be 10 in one day and 3 in the next, but generally it's pretty even spaced over 6 days, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, and Ruth suggested earlier on the call, that's why I'm asking this, she's been suggesting it all day on all the calls, for us to set a daily goal.
Okay.
And if we set that daily goal, we might be amazed and end up going over it at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As, like she said, we could set a goal for the week, and then before we know it, you know, the whole day's gone by or something, and we were unable to make any contact. The next day goes by, maybe we only made one. So if we set a daily goal, it'll be easy, I think, for us all to achieve it. That's what I heard today, and by gum, that's what I'm doing, is setting a daily goal.
Okay, so in that case, maybe I should change my daily goal, my goals, to be 24 in the week and do,
or
you do 4 a day.
Okay, if that's easy for you. I know you like to meet or exceed your goals, so.
Well, yeah. Most of the time the people walk in my place, so.
That's right.
You know, I'm in control of who comes in because they call me on the phone.
Okay, so you're going to say Monday through Saturday.
I'll do 4 a day.
Okay, 4 per day contacts. Okay.
Mm-hmm. New contacts.
All right, got it. And then.
Okay. So this week I've been focusing on my follow-ups, and I have connected with 7 of my previous week's contact or new contacts with follow-ups, and have scheduled so far 4 ABC's Wellness Home presentations or some type of a presentation with 4 of the 7 that I've talked to, and I'm still doggedly on their path and looking for new people. I'm gonna get more.
Okay. Now,
yes.
Okay. So, was this it for this week?
That was for this past week, and now I'm all. So that was for what I did last week. So I better.
Okay. Now what? All right. Now we want to know what you're going to do for the next week, and then I got another question.
Okay. So it'll be 24 new contacts, and I think in my. Let me look in my book. I think I schedule. I want to. Transition 8 people through the process every week.
Okay, so that'll be what? 2 a day? 1 a day? 1 and a half? What?
Well,
1 every 2 every other day?
Yeah, 2 every other day. No, I'll do 1 a day.
Okay.
So that would be 6.
Okay, 1 per day. Okay.
Okay, so that's 1 either ABC business overview or wellness home tour.
Okay, good.
So. Tomorrow I am signing up a new consultant, and I have 2 new preferred customers that are coming on board. So now I'm looking at preferred customers, so I get the retailing part.
Okay. All right. So you'll walk the stage as retailers?
I hope so.
Okay.
I have 1 more to find. And I might have found, I might have found her because it's my daughter-in-law's parents who just came in town for the first grandbaby to be born any second, and the mother has been telling the husband, my daughter-in-law's mother, Connie, has been telling her husband, Marcus, how fabulous the water is, and they have the Mag Creator, and she's been giving them rollouts, and I'm not even there. And
wow.
She's taken a Savastio dance, so I may have a new consultant with a wellness home.
All right. Good job,
so,
Elaine.
Wednesday will be my. I'm Wednesday. We're going to go hang out together. So, my exciting thing for the week was since Saturday we couldn't really hear on the presentation, I sat down this morning and listened to Doug Braun's presentation, or listened to the whole presentation, and something really caught my eye when Doug Braun came on and said, you know, we have 87 days left to the end of the year, and you got to set your goal and get there. And I counted, we only have 77 days left.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of got a light bulb in my head, and you know how they raise money and they set a thermometer up and they up the thermometer and up to the top? I have some old calendar, you know, desktop calendar things. I'm going to set up a calendar of weeks left. There's like 13 weeks left till the end of the year. And every week I make my goal, I meet my goal, I color in another place. When you meet your goal, you're working to the top of the thermometer. You're raising the temperature. So I'm going to set a little visual right in front of my shop or right in front of my workstation. So I can get
okay,
to
I need you to explain that to me a little bit better. You're going to do this thermometer thing and set your goals, and you're going to fill in little squares as you complete the goals?
Actually, what I'm going to do is, like, on a thermometer, you have, like, temperature lines that go across.
Right.
I'm going to put in that number of weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put in the number of weeks that we have left to the end of the year when I want to be gold. And I'm going to, as I reach my goals every week, and I also have to sign up so many people, so that has to be on there too. So I probably will split it with contacts and sign-ups, split each line, and as I reach my goal, I'll be closer to gold.
Okay.
So it's just a little tricky visual that you can look at every day and go like, oh, you're slacking, or you're really getting it done.
Okay, now a couple of good reasons that we want to, and many of us have already talked about this on the call, and I could probably talk to you this again off of the call. I'd like to mention to all of you here that I think Ruth suggested to all of you that you contact your upline diamond and set up a plan to be talking to your upline diamond on a daily or semi-weekly or whatever you and your diamond decided was a good time. But call your upline diamond, and so the upline diamond knows exactly what it is that you're doing. And I want to tell you, Elaine Cobb was the first one that called me, and she said, okay, I'm checking in because Ruth said I'm supposed to call my upline diamond, and she's been calling me every single night at 9:25 to 9:35. She calls every single night. So let's give her an applause for that, because it's really helped. I think it's helping her to stay focused, isn't it, Elaine?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I have to have stuff done because I got to report in.
Well, it isn't like that, but we really get to bounce some things off of each other.
Yeah. That's
great.
It's been fabulous.
Well,
that's great. What do you do if you don't have an upline diamond?
You call your upline royal ambassador.
Yeah, you call your upline royal ambassador.
I know, but she's pretty busy.
No, she's there for you. That's why she put that out there. She wants you to call.
Okay.
And you can tell everyone's a good time.
Just become a diamond, and then you can then somebody can call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd love that.
So now I've got Elaine Cobb did that, and Pina has done it. And the reason Pina's not on here tonight is she did sign up a brand new wellness home consultant, and that gal works really odd hours. And she called Pina today and said, I've got a couple of people I'd love to bring over to your house for an in-home. Can you do that tonight? And Pina said, yeah. So she called me and said, do you think they'll be all right if I missed a call? I said, yeah. So you do the in-home. Okay. So that's why she's not here. And Margaret, too, has been reporting every day on her what activities she's got going. So good job, you guys.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for allowing us, for helping us.
All right, Elaine, now we want to know, you've told me what you're going to do this next week. Now, Ruth, the other thing Ruth asked us is the PowerPoint presentation that she put together. Did you get to listen to that and watch that presentation?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you think, how do you like it, and how are you going to use that in your business, or are you?
Well, of course I'm going to use it in my business. I had some of my partners also listening to the PowerPoint, and they had a lot more ahas than I had, because I've been on the Pathfinders call with Ruth, and she's always focused on autoship. Sometimes I didn't quite get the picture, but when she finally got done and beat it through my head, I understood now what leveraging $200 or $300 autoship. When one of my Pathfinder's partners came to the our separate call, our action call, with the group of three, and said, "Oh yeah, I qualify every month with my autoship over 6,000 points," and I went like, "How'd you do that? I understand autoship now."
Mm-hmm.
So this PowerPoint program is so clean and so easy to put together. It made it much easier. If I would have not understood the leveraging, it made it so much elementary for me to understand it and to explain it to other people. And I'll use it. I saved it on my computer, so I'll use it as soon as I sign someone up, or even someone that says they want to be a preferred customer, I'll actually show them how it would be better to sign up and do an auto ship and help other people share in the Wellness Home concept with auto ship. So you can move fast.
Very good. Very good. Yes. I think that's a very good presentation, and, you know, I have been in the business a long time, and that I still needed that visual. I needed to see all those little squares, and that was very exciting
mm-hmm.
to me. And, of course, when we first started, we didn't have any nutritional at all. And so, but we've got so many nutritionals now that $200 is going to be a minimum people are going to probably want.
Well, that's for a husband and a wife.
Uh-huh.
100 each.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. And then the other thing Ruth mentioned is that we maybe, with our laptop, she looked at the Niken business presentation today, and she thinks that's a really good presentation to have on the laptop. And then along with this, you know, then we can show people the Niken business presentation, show them some of the products, some of the nutritionals, and then say, now this is how it's going to work, and then be able to go through her PowerPoint presentation pretty quickly. Is that what you guys all got from Ruth's call tonight when she was on here explaining that? That's what I understood.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? There were a couple of things today that I wanted to kind of share with everybody because I listened in on the Platinum call and the Diamond call, and I would challenge your calls. Actually, I participate in the Diamond Challenger call. But there were a couple of things. They were talking about some one-liners this morning on the Diamond call. And, you know, we've all got business cards laying around, right, that we've picked up at some time or another. And so we're all trying to figure out what to do with those. Well, Ray Schwab says that he kind of fibs. You know, he'll pick up a card and he'll call a lady up and say, "You know, I'm not sure, I can't remember where I met you, but I wrote on the back of your card, 'Very impressive lady.' So I must have been impressed with you, or I wouldn't even have kept your card." And then he'll start asking something about her. So anyway, we had a lot of fun with that. And then Ruth said that she will say that to somebody too, and say, "You know, I'm not positive where I found you, you know, where I met you before, but I do have your business card here, and I must have been impressed with you because I kept your card, and I don't know where we would have met. We maybe were talking about health, or we might have even been talking about wealth. So do you happen to know which one that might be, or which one you want to hear about?" I thought that was pretty good. And then a profound statement that Terry Latham made on the call today was when he talked about asking Ruth. He mentioned this on Saturday's call, you guys, and he said it again today. He asked Ruth if she could show him how to do what she did, and Ruth said, "Yes, I can." And he said, "Okay, I'm going to be there. You know, I'll be on any call she wants. I was talking to one of our silvers right after that call that day, and she told me that was one of the most profound statements. She said that was worth the whole thing. When you stop and think about it, Dennis and Ruth have gone all the way to the top to Royal Ambassador, and so that it only makes sense that we should be listening real carefully for all of their ideas. And I just have to applaud all of you for being on this call, this Challenger call, and gleaning or getting all the information that you can from your Royal Ambassador upline, because Dennis and Ruth truly, truly, truly want every single one of us to succeed. That's why they keep doing what they're doing. And so I want to applaud all of you for that. And one last thing, Elaine Shaw from, I think she's from East Coast
Virginia.
Somewhere.
Virginia,
okay. She said that October 20th is Osteoporosis Day. Did you guys know that?
No.
Okay. October 20th is Osteoporosis Day, but October is Osteoporosis Month. So what she did was she went into Google and put in images, and then she wanted images for osteoporosis. And she found some, whatever she saw on there that she thought would be good for her signature line, and she made a signature line for her emails, and she's sending emails out to people. And on her signature line, she says, October 20th, 2007 is World Osteoporosis Day. Are you or anyone you know concerned about bone health? And then she put www.NTERMINUS, you know, .com, Dr. Nayu's site, and then, of course, her own phone number, email, and website. All of that on there on her signature line. So there is a great thing for you to do if you've got a list of customers, preferred customers, friends, anything like that. There's a great signature line. Okay?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Okay, so Ruth was talking earlier. She was so excited to find that Google, where you can get Google images, because now she's already found some. She's putting together a presentation for us for all of our nutrition so that we'll be able to do this PowerPoint presentation, and we'll have all the information there for the different nutritionals too, and she'll have some cute little pictures on there. But anyway, that's something y'all might want to know about, is that it is World Osteoporosis Day, October 20th. And one of the other people, I mentioned it earlier, Mary Jo, when Mary Jo was talking, one of the fellas on the gold call actually signed up his chiropractor. About a month ago, he was giving bone density tests in his office, and apparently Daryl talked to him about our osteostens, and he is really excited. He signed up. He's getting a water system for his home and his office. He wants to do wellness parties. He wants to make a wellness center in his chiropractic center. And so, you know, people are more interested in wellness than they've ever, ever, ever been. And boy, are we in the right place at the right time. So,
exactly.
Any questions or comments?
I have one comment.
Okay.
That I wish we had known about this sooner, but now we have to beat feet fast. I had a gal call me yesterday about getting a website for my bridal business, and her first lead-in was, do you have a website? And I said, normally I say no, and I'm not going to keep my store open just to get them off the line, but this time and the last couple of times I've been queried, I've said, well, yes, I have a website. I have one of the most wonderful websites. Would you like to look at it? And I've had more than four or five hits just in the last couple of days from people hitting my website because I give them my Nikon website.
Oh, good.
So if you get people that are trying to sell you something, give them your Nikon website. Who knows? They might be wanting to buy something.
Right. Okay.
So I'm gonna. How do you make a signature line on your emails? How do you
well,
do that?
If you've got Outlook, there's a place up there where you go in Tools and it says Signature or something. Depends
okay.
on the program that you're using. And then you just design your own signature and you set it up as a default signature or whatever. You can make all different kinds.
Okay. I'm not that computer literate, but I'm going to go downstairs and look at see if I can do it.
Okay.
Thanks for this lead.
Are you on Outlook?
I don't know. Comcast.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm not sure about that one. You may need to use your Outlook Express.
Okay.
Okay, any other last-minute questions, anybody? Do we have anybody left on the call?
Thank you very much
yeah,
for having
do.
The call.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody have an awesome week. We've still got a half a month left, and we all want to help our people be recognized at the November 17th event and everything. So let's just keep our focus and make or break our goals this week, okay? You guys
That's
are awesome.
Good. Are we going to be able to call in to the number we were given? Do we know next Monday?
This call?
Yep.
You should be able to. It just so happens that Monday nights are just the most busy night for calls. And I think the lines got jammed up. I will put a call in there tomorrow and tell them about the problem because I had this conference line for years and never, ever, ever had a problem. So it could have even been the bridging lines bringing it in, you know. But I will call them and ask them what happened. I know I had given Elaine Conley the guy's personal number to try to reach him, but she must not have been able to. So,
yeah.
Sorry about that, but all I can say is let's get in a couple minutes early next week and beat the 7:30 rush.
Sounds good.
All right, have
all
a
right,
great week, everybody.
Thank you, Mary Lou, for putting
thank
me
you,
in.
Mary Lou.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Elaine, you don't have to call me tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's left. Bye.
What?